Thank you for calling the Roundup Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. Were you looking
how
to
you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Were you looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Sure. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true.
Thank you. And now, was it you or a family member that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Myself.
I'm very sorry to hear that. Would you happen to know the subtype by chance?
The subtype was a B cell.
B cell? Okay. Let me put that in here. 1 second. And that's the only type of non-Hodgkin's you've had so far, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed, it was June 25th, 2022.
Okay, so 6/25/2022. Now, were you mostly using it residentially at home, or were you using it commercially for work, or
yes.
For both?
At
yes,
home.
Residentially? Okay. Now, when you were using it at the home, did anyone else come into contact with the product and got sick? Any friends, family, and neighbors, or just yourself?
Just myself.
Okay. And then give me the address for where you were most exposed to the product.
Address was 40470 Crested View Drive, Loganville, Georgia.
And is that where you live currently still?
No, I don't live there anymore.
But you're still in Georgia?
Yes.
Is it still muggy there, or did you guys start to cool off?
It's cool. It's cool here now. It's cold.
Oh.
It's cold today.
Oh. Yeah, I know it gets real muggy there in the summer, but I guess...
Yeah, it does. I'm so happy that it's starting to cool off. I am happy that it's here.
And then real quick, how old were you when you were diagnosed?
45.
Okay. And then... How many years did you spray the product?
About 12 years.
12 years? Oh, wow. Okay. And so you would have used it for at least 10 or more days, and one of those years would have been before you were diagnosed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. Now, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to list off several other ailments. That you may or may not have. I'm going to put no unless you stop me and say that you currently have one of these ailments. The list starts with hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV AIDS, other cancers requiring chemo, diabetes mellitus, organ transplant, Epstein-Barr, lupus, and other autoimmune disease. No to all those?
No to all of those.
Okay. And then do you have family history of cancer or not really?
No, I
okay.
don't.
And then will you please confirm the spelling of your name?
L-A-M-O-N-T. My last name, Cradle, C-R-E-D-L-E.
Thank you. And will you confirm your gender?
Male.
And then are you currently married or unmarried?
Unmarried,
okay. And then this next section asks for your height and weight.
Okay. 6 foot, 217.
217, okay. And then this is your cell 678-699-6580.
Yes.
And what would be the best email address for you?
lcradle84@gmail.com. lcradle84@gmail.com.
Thank you. And then when did you first make the connection that the Roundup got you sick? Like when did it kind of click? Were you watching something online or did you see something on TV or was it something you read?
I was watching something on TV, the ad about, you know.
Okay. And then about when did you see that on the TV? Like what year? Was
it
this year or last year or the year before?
It was last year when I saw it.
Okay. So I'll put 2023. And then about how many times a month did you use the product?
Twice a month.
Twice a month? Okay, so 24 times a year. Okay, and then you already confirmed that you used the product for at least a year before you were diagnosed, so I'll start. And then I imagine you stopped using it after you got sick in June of 22,
yeah.
Is that correct? Okay.
And yes,
you started using it about 12 years ago, so you would have started in 2010. Does that sound right?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. Just want to make sure my math is right. Now, when you were spraying the product, did you normally get the concentrate, mix it yourself, put it in a sprayer, and then use
yeah.
it? Okay.
Yeah.
So, by mixing the concentrate. I'm typing this up, and sorry, I'm not the fastest typer. About how big was the yard, do you think?
It was a normal size yard. It was half acre.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's a big, big yard. We're in California, so all our houses are like right next to each other. So that's a big lot for us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. That's a small lot.
Really? That's huge.
Like, you feel like you're on top of, yeah. It was like you're on top of your neighbor, man.
Let me
okay.
And then did you normally wear protective gear or not really?
Not really.
Okay.
Try to wear gloves, you know.
And then just in the state of Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you already confirmed residentially. You were the one directly spraying, right? Let me put that there. And you were present every time you sprayed it. So let me click that there. And then about 24 times a year over 12 years. So 288 exposures. And then was that home that you gave me the address for? Was that on a well or county or city water?
City water.
Okay. And then were you ever exposed to other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange, or no?
No.
Okay. And then when you would get the product, was it normally at like a Home Depot, Lowe's, or was it like a smaller mom
yeah.
and pop? Okay. Home Depot? Okay.
Home Depot.
Now, obviously, it's been a couple years since you last used the product, so this may not apply. I just have to ask, did you keep any receipts
okay.
or any containers or anything like that?
No.
No. Okay. And then have you ever been a smoker?
No.
And then are you currently employed, self-employed, on a fixed income, or not working?
Not working.
And then when you were working, did you ever lose any time from work because of your treatments?
Yes.
About how many weeks or months would you say that you lost?
About 4 months total.
Okay, let me type that up. And then, have you ever been in the military?
Yes.
Oh, you were? Okay. What branch?
Army.
Army. And then, what years did you serve?
I served from 96 to 2004.
2004?
Yeah, from 1996 to 2004.
Okay. And then did you have an honorable discharge?
Of course.
And were you ever stationed at Toole, Army, Depot, or Camp Lejeune?
No.
And then are you currently receiving any VA disability?
Yes.
What's your rating? What percent?
100.
100%, okay. And then do you happen to know your VA number?
That's my social security number.
Okay, that'll be required later for the HIPAA medical compliance to pull the records, but we can come back to this section here. This next one asks if you've ever been in other lawsuits, any or filed for any disability or workers' comp claim?
No.
Ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets and such, have you ever been convicted of a crime or no?
No.
And then what hospital or medical facility diagnosed you?
Grady.
Grady,
Grady Hospital.
With a G?
Yes, Grady, G-R-A-D-Y.
In Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay. Let me put that there.
Grady Memorial.
Well, it comes up as Grady Memorial Hospital, yes. And okay. Then what was your doctor's name?
Dr. Martha Orlando.
Martha, M-A-R-T-H-E-R?
Yeah. M-A-R-T-H-A.
Oh, Martha. And then what was the last name?
Arlano, A-R-E-L-L-A-N-O.
All right. There it is. Let me put it. So, Martha, A-R-E-L-L-A-N-O is the way I see it spelled there. And
yeah,
then... And then either yourself or her or the medical center will have your medical records, right?
Yes, they got them. Yeah, they would.
And then would you say you've been impacted mentally and physically because of your ailment? Okay.
Yes.
Give me 1 second to put this other here. And then the kind of treatments that you got, was it stem cell, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation? Do you recall?
Yeah. I had surgery to move the cancer cells. You know, I had chemo.
Okay.
2 times a month for 4 months.
And then when would you say the treatment first started?
My treatment first started, it was back in, what was it, June?
So you were diagnosed June
25th?
July 28th.
July 28th. Yeah, okay. July 28th.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then what's your current mailing address?
My current mailing address is 2317 Cascade. Bend Drive, and that's in Beaufort, Georgia, 30519.
Alrighty, so 2317 Cascade Bend Drive, 3 words, Beaufort, Georgia, 30519 in Gwinnett County.
Yes.
Sure. And we're almost done. Just a couple more sections here. This next one asks if you want to put an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
No, not really.
Okay. And then this next portion is just for the HIPAA medical section. Let me go up to it 1 second. Where'd it go? There it is, the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
September 3rd, 1977.
And then your social?
241-59-8826.
So I heard 341.
241.
I'm sorry. 241-59-8826.
Yes.
And that's your VA number as well, so let me put it in that section. And then I'm going to send you an automated text message from DocuSign. Hold on 1 second. Okay, you should be getting an automated text message from DocuSign. It's going to go to your text and to your email. You can open it up either way. And it'll be for a quick e-signature. I can't see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you on where to click next.
All right. DocuSign. Mm-hmm. Okay. Got that. Click on the link. Are you good?
I'm sorry?
No, I'm just going through it right now.
Oh, okay.
DocuSign.
Okay, yes.
Start.
Yep, that's right. And then you'll know you did it correctly after it lets you hit a yellow submit button and it doesn't.
Yep, it's done.
Okay.
It's complete.
All right. So you are all set for now. In about 2 or so weeks, you'll get a call from the firm directly. They're going to call and introduce themselves and then double check the work, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that, and then tidy you up in their system. But other than that, you're all set, and then obviously Veterans Day, and you served in the military, and not everyone can do that. So thank you for your service. I have a lot of friends in different branches, and my Army buddies are probably the coolest. My Marine buddies are probably the worst because they but you guys are good people. So thank you, and be well.
Oh, thank you. All right, you do the same. Thank you. Yeah.